100.7 WHUD, Westchester and the Hudson Valley's number one music station, streaming online at WHUD.com. Nickelback with Photograph. Looking for great music? It's right in your own neighborhood. Maybe created by someone you went to school with. Tonight in our Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, we welcome Laura Benjamin, whose band is LB Collective. So, Laura, you are a Westchester native.
I grew up in Cortland Manor, and I went to Hendrick Hudson High School, graduated in 95.
Were you involved in choir or musicals or anything like that when you were in high school?
I was, ever since I was really, really young. I did theater when I was 9 or 10. I did something called Cortland Summer Theater for a while, and then I was in all the high school musicals, and I'd taken piano lessons since I was, like, 5.
Did you know early on that you wanted to be a singer?
Kind of when I was, like, in third grade, if you'd asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would have said a Broadway actress.
You definitely have a voice for Broadway, but your singing style is different.
Kind of morphed more into doing more straight-on sort of music, because I realized my strengths were more in the singing itself, but also in, like, writing and composition.
You have a lot more freedom, I think, in what you do. Was there an artist or some moment that kind of inspired you to want to be a performer as you are now versus maybe theater or some other avenue of performing?
I've always been a really big fan of, like, Sarah McLachlan and people like that who write their own music. I've always loved the Indigo Girls as well. I've just been really impressed by people who can express what they want to express through music. I've always loved listening to music. I started out doing more like cover bands. I was a singer in a swing band for a while.
Oh, great.
And it was really, really fun. But I think in the back of my head, I always had it that I kind of wanted to do my own project. And then I started writing music.
Tell us about your band, LB Collective.
There's sort of a core four of us. That's myself, AJ, the bass player, Steve Mounts, the drummer, and Diana Mounts, who also sings. And the four of us were actually all in a variety band, playing, you know, weddings and stuff like that. But I'm still really close to them, and so they're part of this project as well. Although sometimes I play smaller venues, so sometimes I play solo, and sometimes I play like a duo, AJ. And they're also my really good friends. We just all hit it off. Everyone's kind of quirky and interesting and laugh a lot, which is fun.
The name of your CD is Let It Go. Goodbye, Pluto. The thing that I love about it is, even though you're talking about this planet, it could even relate to, you know, someone maybe in their career or any sort of aspect of life, really, or relationship. The perspective or the view of something is different. You celebrate Pluto at the end, and I love that. It'll always be a planet to me.
Definitely. I wrote it pretty whimsically, and then as I was writing it, I was realizing it, that it was sort of like this nostalgia. To me, fundamentally, it's about accepting that change and finding what you want to find.
If our listeners want to get your CD, you know, you have your MySpace page. Is there also a website that sort of ties into that?
LBcollective.com actually sends you to my MySpace. I have a CD baby page, which you can get to from MySpace.
Your CD is called Let It Go, and the song we're about to listen to is What Would He Think? Is this written about someone you lost?
Yeah, when I was 17, my dad passed away.
That's what I thought.
It was about my father. But it really helped me, like, about 6 or so years after. Different than, like, the immediate stage of grief. Obviously, when something sad happens, it's really, really hard for the first, you know, months, first year. And then you learn to sort of move on. But at the same time, there's a part of you that always wishes you could go talk to that person or find out what that person would have thought about things. And I felt that a lot during college because I went to Yale and my dad went to Yale. I would have loved to have been able to talk to him about, you know, his experience there and my experience there and just, like, things that are different, things that are similar. So in my early 20s, that song kind of came as an expression of sort of that feeling that I think anyone who's lost someone feels at a certain point, that, you know, you're not crying about it every single night anymore, but, you know, you just wish that that person was still there. At the same time, you can kind of hope maybe they are.
Well said. Thanks for sharing that with us, Laura. Let's listen to What Would He Think? This is LB Collective on 100.7 WHUD.